In Focus on News Radio 1350 KMAN.
Hey, good morning. Welcome into In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. I am your host, Brandon Peoples, and our topic here today here in the first half of the show will be Fort Riley. We've got a couple of guests in studio here. To my left, we've got Monica Smith, Education Services Specialist. She's going to be talking about the combined graduation coming up here. Good morning.
Good morning.
And to my right here, we also have Don Douglas, who is the Safety and Occupational Health Specialist, Garrison Safety Office. Good morning.
Good morning.
And she'll be talking about Memorial Day Safety Awareness and Safety Month here in the month of May. But we're going to start with Monica first in this first segment here about this Fort Riley combined graduation. This is coming up on May 23rd, and this sounds like kind of a big deal here for Fort Riley.
It is. This is actually going to be our 59th combined graduation ceremony. It's going to be held at the Courtyard Marriott in Junction City at 310 Hammonds Drive. And it's basically to honor our soldiers, our veterans, family members, and our DA civilians that completed a wide variety of degree programs.
And so I imagine a lot of people come out for this on the 23rd.
Yes, they usually do. We usually have approximately 245 graduates, but we have from our eight colleges on post, and then we have some distance learning schools as well. And then there would be about 150 that actually walk in the ceremony.
Wow, 150?
Mm-hmm.
So why do something like this? Well, why is this important to have?
Well, we always feel it's important to honor and celebrate the accomplishments of our military family. Unlike, you know, traditional college students, you know, the military face deployments, PCS moves, and they have to take care of their families in between that. And it takes a long time to go through these obstacles to actually complete a degree in one area. Sometimes they go from one post to another, and they can start at four or five different schools. So sometimes it takes them a while to get that done.
And, you know, a lot of people go to school for 4 years. Does it take a little longer to complete their degrees?
A lot of times it does. So usually, traditionally, you think an associate's 2 years, another 2 years for a bachelor's, and so forth. But for the military, sometimes it can take them 6 years, 10 years to even complete that one degree.
As far as the ceremony being held off post, is there a reason for that here?
Yeah, we used to do two ceremonies a year. Now that we've combined, just do it annually in May, our numbers have grown quite a bit. And so we've outgrew all the venues on the military installation.
As far as an idea of the range of degree programs, can you kind of give us an idea of that?
Yeah, we have people that are going to be graduating with certificates, associates, bachelor's, and master's degree programs.
What do you say are some of the more popular programs?
Certifications are real big right now because a lot of times you can go to get that certification and go right into the workforce upon completion of that program. Some of the popular programs, more like nursing, business management, criminal justice, human resource management, and computer science.
Okay. As far as the colleges and universities that offer programs at Fort Riley, is there quite a few?
Yes. A lot of times people think we just have one college on post, but we actually have eight. So we have Central Michigan University and University of Mary offer master's programs. We have Upper Iowa University, Southwestern College have our bachelor's programs. And then we have Central Texas College, Hutchinson Community College that offer associate degrees and certificate programs. And then K-State University, they have a certificate and associate degree. And Barton Community College offers associate programs.
So how does that work? How do you end up having so many that can do it on post here?
Well, mostly we do it by needs assessments. So we based it off of what the soldiers are looking for. So we do needs assessment surveys once every 2 or 3 years. And then we look at what programs that the soldiers are interested in. And as a result of that, we've actually just offered three more new programs. So we have a Master's of Science in Business that University of Mary just started up with them, and an undergraduate and graduate certificate in cybersecurity with Central Michigan University, and an Associate of Science in Web Development Technology with K-State University will be starting this fall.
So do you do a lot of these online, or how's that work?
Yes, what they do is they set it up through the SurveyMonkey, and then people go in and they answer the questions. They usually put in a variety of degree plans, and then just people kind of select what they're interested in.
Fantastic. Well, it sounds like this is probably something they really enjoy being a part of here.
Yes, they do. And, you know, that's why we also like to hold the ceremony, because we look at, you know, just people sitting in the audience, seeing, you know, what this, what it's all about, what, you know, what comes out of getting that. It's just such an accomplishment for a lot of people that, you know, we just like to maybe spark an interest in somebody else that's just sitting in the audience as well.
Yeah. Well, what would you say are the biggest advantages for soldiers, you know, knowing that you have so many different degree programs available to them?
Well, you know, it's, you know, it just makes it easier for them. And the access with it being on post, a lot of times a lot of soldiers may not have transportation. Some of the classes are offered right there close to the barracks. They have some up on the hill, and they can just go in walking distance to get to some of those classes. So it makes it easy for them. So there's, we always say there's really not too many excuses, because there's a lot to offer. And then, you know, with the civilians that, and family members that want to take classes, they can do it during the daytime. They can do it during lunch times. So it just, a lot of times it makes it easier for them to get back to work fairly quickly as well.
And we're talking with Monica Smith, Education Services Specialist at Fort Riley. Fort Riley Combined Graduation is happening May 23rd at 1 p.m. at the Courtyard Marriott Convention Center in Junction City. It is open to the public. You know, we talk a little bit about the online classes. I imagine technology has really improved how you've been able to expand maybe the program over the last few years.
Yes. Like I said, we originally started off with just five colleges on post, and now we have eight, just because of, like I said, just doing those needs assessments and seeing what the soldiers really are interested in and what they want to do.
So how do you let them know about what's available to them there? They find out as soon as they get to Fort Riley?
Yes. Every soldier is required to in process with the education center within 30 days of arrival. So they get an in processing brief, and then they find out information about what's available out there. And then through Army Community Services, a lot of times they schedule FRG briefings. That's the family readiness groups. And we visit with them. We go over our programs and tell them what's available to them as well, and what resources, financial aid, things like that they can use to go to school.
Very good. So I don't know if you've been to this ceremony in the past. I imagine maybe you have. What is your biggest takeaway from it?
It's really just the joy of seeing the accomplishment of the soldiers get, because, like I said, some of them, it takes up to 10 years just to get an associate's degree. So that's a pretty big accomplishment for them, you know, because, like I said, they're working all the time. They're going in the field. Sometimes they have to cancel classes, sometimes, you know, because they go out on a mission and all of a sudden they don't have computer use, or when they get deployed, sometimes they might be in an area where they can't take classes. And so it can get very frustrating. So just being able to see them have that accomplishment, it's just a wonderful thing to see.
Yeah, sounds like it. Well, and I imagine a lot of emotion, a lot of tears will be shed here. Happiness.
Definitely.
For sure. Happy tears. May 23rd, 1 p.m., Courtyard Marriott Convention Center. Should people arrive early, would you say?
Well, the ceremony starts at 1, so usually we do people start coming usually as early as 11 o'clock. So they do come in early. We do have, you know, handicap seating areas available as well, so it's very accommodating for everyone.
Very good. Anything else we should know?
I think just basically that we really would like to see a big turnout. Like I said, this is a wonderful thing to see our soldiers and honor them and their family members and the sacrifices that they make throughout the year to get where they're at today.
All right. Well, we're looking forward to it. May 23rd, 1 p.m., Courtyard Marriott Convention Center in Junction City. Monica Smith, our guest here, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Coming up next, we'll talk with Don Douglas about Memorial Day Safety Awareness and Safety Month here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN.